Mass on Wednesday evenings. There had been the suggestion made that sometime in one of our services we take the songs or some of the songs that are in our songbooks where the exact same words appear, but they are set to very different tunes. Not always very different tunes, but sometimes quite different tunes. If you stop and think about it, the stages we are in life, those of us who are more experienced now versus some of you who have still youth, a great deal of youthful enthusiasm in your life, we hold the same faith as Christians, but we do find ourselves at different places in our journeys, and sometimes those of us who are both younger and older find ourselves dealing with different moods in our lives. One of the ways that singing among the Lord's people is important is that it helps us apply our faith to the different moods and circumstances of our lives. It seems to me that the tunes to which these songs are sometimes set help us to sort of grasp that idea. So tonight we ask you to think about how the words sound at different times and seasons of life, the same words. And to do that by joining us in singing some songs that maybe are familiar to us in one way, but I think we're going to have to stop and engage our minds to sing them to a different tune than the one maybe that we do most commonly. I chose the songs. You guys remember that I'm pretty much always singing the same tune anyway. So I chose the songs. There are a couple of them that we're going to ask you to join in to something that maybe you have to learn as we go along. There's one of the songs, interestingly, a song also written by John Newton, who's the author of Amazing Grace. One of the songs that maybe will, to some of us, will be newer. But just remember, I chose them. I don't have to lead them. And enjoy. Here's what I suggest. For this one tonight, take out your songbook. You're going to need to look at the words. And we're going to be singing the same words twice. They'll get written on our hearts for all seasons in that way. I so appreciate the fellows who prepared to lead us. I hope you'll find this meeting tonight edifying to you, and I believe you will if you join in with us. Thanks for being with us again. Let's serve the Lord together.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me. And pastures green, he leadeth me. The quiet waters by, my soul he doth restore, and me to walk doth make. Within the path of righteousness, within the path of righteousness, in for his own name's sake, my table thou hast furnished in presence. hands all of my foes. My head thou dost with oil anoint, my head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall follow me, and in God's house forevermore, and in God's house forevermore, my dwelling place shall be.
Number 641. In our class, Jackie Buck brought this song in one night and taught it to us. I had to relearn it today. It's a interesting change. 641. Sorry.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He make me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me the quiet waters by. My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth make within the path of righteousness, e'en for his own name's sake. My table thou hast furnished in presence of my foes. My head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be.
193. I had actually had this song picked out for this morning. Bill said we're going to use it Sunday night.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain, healing waters flow. Let the fiery, cloudy filler lead me on my journey through. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Bear me through the swelling current, Let me sing for Canaan's side. Songs of praises I will ever give to thee. Songs of praises I will ever give to thee.
194. I wasn't that familiar with this song until John Ewing started leading it years ago.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain whence the healing waters flow. Let the fiery cloudy pillar lead me my journey through. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Be thou my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Bear me through the swelling current. Land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, I will ever give to thee. I will ever give to thee.
Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to come together as a congregation of your people to worship you and to remember you and to just spend time together. Lord, we pray that the praises that we lift up to you tonight in song will be pleasing to you and they will glorify you. And we pray, Lord, that all of us will sing out loud with humbled hearts and glory to you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the people that we love. We thank you for those of our congregation that are here tonight. But Lord, we also pray that you'll be with all of those that are not here, whether they be members of our church, members of our congregations, of our families that we see on a regular basis, or they be others that need to hear about you, Lord. We pray that you'll be with them. Pray that you'll keep them safe. And we pray, Lord, that you will bring them back to us. Lord, we pray that you'll be with all of those that are our loved ones and our family members and those that we know, Lord, that are struggling right now, that may be sick in any kind of way, Lord. A lot of times, Lord, we see people on a regular basis, and we don't know. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. But Lord, we know you do. And we know that you are there with us. And we know that you can watch over us and you can give us peace and you can take care of us, Lord. We pray that you'll be with each of us. We pray that you'll be with all of those that are sick, that are hurting right now, Lord. We pray that you will bring them back to us safe and sound. And Lord, we just pray that you'll give them peace as they go throughout their day. Lord, we pray that you'll be with us throughout the rest of this week. We pray that you'll strengthen us and you'll help us to go into our communities, into our work, and be just lights in this world, Lord. Be lights in the lives of those that we come in contact with, whether it be a handful or it be millions. Lord, we thank you for these things. And we pray all this in our wonderful Savior's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Number 257, 257. We've got you on this one because there's no slides. You have to use the book. 257. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. It makes the wounded spirit whole and calms the troubled breast. 'Tis manna to the hungry soul and to the weary rest. Weak is the effort of my heart and cold my warmest thought. But when I see thee as thou art, I'll praise thee as I ought. Till then I would thy love proclaim with every fleeting breath. And by the music of the name refresh my soul in death.
256. 256.
How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. And drives away his fear. It makes the wounded spirit whole and calms the troubled breast. 'Tis manna to the hungry soul and to the weary rest, and to the weary rest. Weak is the effort of my heart, and cold my warmest thought. But when I see thee as thou art, I'll praise thee as I ought. I'll praise thee as I ought. Till then I would thy love proclaim with every fleeting breath. And may the music of thy name refresh my soul in death. Refresh my soul in death.
Number 365. 365.
Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly. While the nearer water still is nigh. Hide me, O my Savior, hide, till the storm of life is past, safe into the heaven guide. Oh, receive my soul at last. Other refuge I have none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave, oh, leave me not alone, still support and comfort me. All my trust on thee is stayed, all my help from thee I bring. Cover my defenseless head with the shadow of thy wing. Thou, O Christ, art all I want, more than all in thee I find. Raise the fallen, cheer the faint, heal the sick and lead the blind. Just and holy is thy name. I am all unrighteousness. Sin I am, thou art full of truth and grace. Plenteous grace with thee is found, grace to cover all my sin. Let the healing streams abound, make and keep me pure within. Thou of life, the fountain art, freely let me take of thee. Spring thou up within my heart, rise to all eternity.
Number 364. Give me just a minute. This is one I have trouble getting my brain onto the right tune. Oh, gotta get the tune continued, sorry.
Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly, while the near waters roll, While the tempest still is nigh, hide me, O my Savior, hide, till the storm of life is past, safe into the heaven guide. Oh, receive my soul to last. Let me start the second verse. Sorry, get the tuning in. Other refuge I have none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave, O leave me not alone, still support and comfort me. All my trust on thee is stayed, all my help from thee I give. Cover my defenseless head with the shadow of thy wing. Thou, O Christ, art all I need, more than all in thee I find. Raise the fallen, cheer the faint, heal the sick, and lead the blind. Just and holy is thy name. I am all unrighteousness. False and full of sin I am, thou art full of truth and grace. Plenteous grace with thee is found, grace to pardon all my sin. Let the healing streams abound, make and keep me pure within. Thou of life the fountain art, freely let me take of thee. Bring thou up within my heart, rise to all eternity.
Appreciate John for doing that. That's not easy, for sure. That's why I didn't do it. 6:13. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne.
612, 612. Sing verses 1, 2, 3, and 5, please.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee. Take my will and make it Thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is Thine own. It shall be Thy royal throne.
Here are two things I've thought about in trying to put together the line of thought that we've pursued tonight. One is, I have at least in my mind tried to take notice of when some of the tunes that these songs are set to were written, and to use what I know, what little I know of history, to try to imagine what was going on in the world at the time. If you take a moment to do that, I think you'll be able to see maybe a bit about the mood or about the tone of the song. The second thing that I take from it is not easy to take what we know and what is familiar to us and to apply it to different situations in our lives, different moods that we experience. And yet, that is the very thing that we'll have to do if we're going to be faithful, if we're going to build strong homes, if we're going to build a fruitful congregation. We'll have to be able to sing the Lord's songs in all kinds of situations. And we'll have to do it in a way that's not simply routine, but which is thoughtful enough that we actually are applying it to our situations. In our thoughts tonight, we have, if you follow the words in the songs, we've started with the ideal of the Lord shepherding us and the well-being that comes from that. We've asked Him to guide us and to lead us, and then we've thought about how sweet it is to think of what Christ does to answer those prayers, and we've committed ourselves in song to fleeing to Him as the lover of our souls, and we've asked Him to take all the parts of our lives and let them be devoted to Him. No tune can make up for our sincerity in singing the words. And that is something that I think about when I'm hearing these led. Maybe there's someone present tonight who, having been reminded that our faith is for every season in our lives, chose this day in your thought to make the good confession and to be united with Christ. Maybe there's someone present that needs to have your family in Christ to pray with you about something. And if that's true, think about the time when we'll be standing and thinking of where we're headed and what awaits us. We'll do that with these next two songs. On the second one of these, if you have a desire to respond in some way to the Lord's invitation, you may come to the front and we'll do our best to assist you. Would you please be standing for these last two songs?
Five ten, 510. We'll sing the first and third verse.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wistful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. We will rest in the fair and happy land by and by, just across on the evergreen shore. Sing the song of Moses and the Lamb by and by, and dwell with Jesus evermore. When shall I, o'er all those wide extended shines one eternal day, there God the Son forever reigns and scatters night away. We will rest in the fair and happy land by and by, just across on the evergreen shore. Sing the song of Moses and the Lamb by and by, and dwell with Jesus evermore.
On Jordan's stormy banks I then cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. I am bound for the promised land, and I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. When shall I reach that happy place and be forever blessed? When shall I see my Savior's face and in His bosom rest? I am bound for the promised land, and I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.